Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood guide to taming that ADHD whirlwind. Ever feel like you're running a marathon in quicksand? That's kinda what life can be like with ADHD, right? But hey, listen up because today we're diving into something super crucial. Self-compassion and forgiveness. Now, I know what you're thinking, isn't that a bit touchy-feely? Trust me, it's not about becoming a doormat. It's about recognizing our own humanity, treating ourselves with kindness, and letting go of the guilt trips we sometimes put ourselves on. Think about this. We're constantly bombarded with messages telling us to be perfect, to hustle harder, to achieve more. But what happens when we fall short? When that inner critic starts chirping away like a relentless alarm clock? It can feel like an uphill battle, especially if you have ADHD. You know, those moments when you forget appointments, miss deadlines, or just plain mess up. It's easy to beat ourselves up. But here's the thing, everyone makes mistakes. We're all human, and that includes having off days, forgetting things, and making blunders. So, how do we navigate this messy, beautiful journey called life with a little more grace? Number 1. Acknowledge your struggles. This isn't about wallowing in self-pity, it's about recognizing the challenges you face. Saying, hey, ADHD makes things tougher sometimes, is a huge first step. You're not alone in this. Secondly, practice self-kindness. Think of how you'd treat a dear friend who was going through a rough patch. Would you berate them? No way. You'd offer support, understanding, and maybe even a slice of chocolate cake. So why wouldn't you extend that same kindness to yourself? Next up, challenge those negative thoughts. That inner critic is sneaky, always lurking in the shadows whispering doubts. When you catch those critical voices, call them out. Ask yourself, is this really true? Would I say this to a friend? Often, those harsh judgments are just distorted perceptions. Forgiveness, my friends, is essential. Not just forgiving others, but also forgiving ourselves for past mistakes. Holding on to guilt and shame only weighs us down. Remember, we're all learning and growing. Forgive yourself, learn from the experience, and move forward with a lighter heart. Lastly, celebrate your wins. Don't just focus on the shortcomings. Take time to acknowledge your accomplishments, no matter how small they seem. Did you manage to get out of bed on time? Boom, that's a win. Did you complete a task you were dreading? High five. You know that feeling when you finally finish a project after weeks of staring at it? The sense of accomplishment is incredible, right? Imagine how much more fulfilling those wins would feel if we treated ourselves with kindness and compassion along the way. Picture this. You've been working on a presentation for days, pulling all-nighters fueled by coffee and sheer willpower. Suddenly, you realize you've forgotten an important slide. Your heart sinks. You imagine your boss's disappointed face, the awkward silence as you scramble to fill the gap. But wait, instead of spiraling into self-criticism, you take a deep breath. Okay, you say to yourself, I messed up, but it's not the end of the world. I can improvise. I've got this. You pause for a moment, acknowledge your feelings, then channel that nervous energy into creativity. You pull out a whiteboard, jot down some ideas, and before you know it, you've come up with an engaging alternative that even surpasses the original slide. See? Self-compassion isn't about being weak or accepting mediocrity. It's about recognizing our imperfections, treating ourselves with kindness, and remembering that we're all on this journey together. So, remember these key takeaways. Be kind to yourself. Acknowledge your struggles, challenge those negative thoughts, forgive yourself and others, and celebrate your wins. It's a powerful combination that can truly transform your mental health. Take action today. Start by writing down 3 things you're grateful for. Practice saying, I love myself, out loud, even if it feels awkward at first. And remember, you're not alone in this journey. Join the conversation. Share your thoughts on social media using hashtag ADHDFocusCalm and let's create a supportive community where we can all thrive together. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.